If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Mic check, 1, 2, motherfucker, I just shit on you!
I don't know what. I just went crazy there.
That was the best intro.
Dude, he's doing the intros from now on.
That was the best one.
Can I just say something? If you're somebody who's just tuning in and getting around to listening to us, the best part about this, and I hope Justin doesn't mean me put him out here right here, but when we first started this, you remember what Justin was just like? He was not excited. Sal and I have big mouths, if you haven't figured that out already, right? We like to talk. Justin is the complete opposite. And when we first talked about this,
we've ruined him now.
Well, yeah, but
he likes to talk to you.
I actually love to listen to him now because I feel like I turned
into this vulgar sailor. And like my wife is like, who are you?
Who are you hanging around with?
I think we all get a little bit of shit probably.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mind Pump. This is the only fitness show that doesn't suck ass. Why do all the other fitness shows suck so bad?
They make
me fall asleep.
Well, it's because I feel
unlistenable.
Well, and it's tough because there are some that I actually like because I feel like there's some good information in some of them, but they are. I have to be in the right mood. Like, I feel like I have to be in that zone where almost like where I just want to learn, where I'm like sitting down like someone's reading a book to me, you know? Yeah. Like, they're like that, where I can't get any sort of entertainment.
And we're so childish. We're just talking shit about other podcasts. You know what I mean? Everybody sucks but us.
No.
You're stupid.
I think, you know, somebody asked that. That was a question, actually. Head. That was a question that was asked to what books we're reading, what podcast. That was someone asked. That's a good question. Like, I think we all listen to a couple different podcasts.
Yeah, no, there's some good ones out there. We're just kidding.
Who is talking right now?
This is Sal DiStefano.
This is Justin Andrews.
And Adam Schaefer.
Together we make Mind Pump.
I feel like we're like Voltron.
Yeah, I was ready
to
connect with you guys. You didn't harmonize with me.
The listeners can't see us, so we need to let them know what's going down. We are naked. No. We are recording from our new studio.
All white
wall.
We're no longer recording in the Doug's living room. We're not doing that anymore.
That was the name of our old office.
Yeah. By the way, Doug's name from now on, we start with a the. He's the Doug.
Respect.
Yeah. But we used to record out of his living room.
Wizard.
And now we have an actual studio. We haven't decked it out yet, though. It's still pretty gangster.
You know what
here.
I feel like right now? I feel like
it's pretty bare bones.
I feel like when I bought my house right when I was younger, right? And when I did, like, I could afford the house, but didn't think about all the other stuff that was supposed to come afterwards, right?
So you just like slept on a mattress.
I had a big screen TV, right?
Yeah.
And an empty.
Bro, it's like that scene in Boiler Room.
Oh,
remember the movie Boiler Room?
It was just like that. I had a huge TV, right? And then I had like 4 bean bags. That was it, bro. That was the
extent.
That's
all you need. Xbox and you're good.
Exactly,
right?
Dude. That's exactly what was going on.
There. I can't wait till we get the jacuzzi in here.
Oh, that's a must.
I want the tanning bed.
You are great.
Tanning bed, jacuzzi.
Tanning bed.
What else should we have?
We're running
here?
Out of room. You do all that.
What else?
Well,
should
we got
here?
A massage therapist next door. Yeah. What else we got, fellas?
So hold on. We can't reveal it right away.
We have to.
We got
to
build it up.
Why not?
No, we got to build it up.
They're very nice. Everybody's very welcoming and opening.
No, I want to tell the story. What happened? Right. So we actually been looking for a spot now for what, like a month? Would you guys say?
Something like that. Yeah.
Now, originally,
a little bit longer.
It's been like that, right? Originally, our idea was we wanted a studio / gym, and it's going to be sick. Like, we want to have, like, literally, we want to have a bar in there.
Go-go girls.
Yeah, we want to have.
We didn't say that?
No.
Oh,
no, like, we want a sick gym. We want a bar.
On that one.
We want a lounge area. We were going to have a smoking area. It's going to be like the sickest of all time.
A smoking area.
Yeah.
It's just a little ironic, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Like a vapor area. How about that?
That's what I meant.
Okay, that's better.
Unfortunately, that's expensive. So we started with small studios. Yeah. So we found a spot, and as soon as we walk in, Adam's like, there's a very familiar smell coming out of this area. We are next door to the Platinum Society, which is a cannabis club.
What?
Yeah. Like we share a wall with them.
Right.
Yeah. Literally, and we're recording, by the way, today.
Right here.
I just feel it's, how crazy is that? The way it all.
It's just a very friendly vibe. Well,
just the way it all played out, too. I mean, we ended up with three times the space for like 40 more bucks a month, right?
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, because we were looking at a really small space.
Yeah,
before.
And it was going to be so tight. Like we were all worried about being able to have guests.
We were already arm wrestling each other.
like we're going to sit on his lap and you're going to sit on his lap. This is how we're going to do this. No, so it was already going to be rough, but I felt like it was a great situation for us. And then that all falls through last minute, you know, and then all of us are pissed and frustrated. And then like, not even a week later, we fall into this.
Yeah.
And then to top it off, bro, we're sharing a wall with a cannabis club. Like,
well, they're the friendliest people of all time. So today this is our first time recording in here. And today, what's the date today? It's 4/20.
Can
we
share how we utilize that to make sure we get our lease? Can we talk about our?
So the guy comes over and he's like, "Hey guys, you know, welcome to whatever." And he's like bringing all this stuff, you know, all these gifts. Like weed people are friendly.
It doesn't
make you a jerk.
They come bearing gifts.
Yeah, it's not like alcohol. Like alcohol makes people assholes. Yeah, these guys are all super nice.
Yeah, well, today is.
But we got to share food with them, probably. If we have chips, you got to share the chips.
If we had chips.
Yeah. So we're located in. Can we say where we're located? Is that a good idea? Or do probably we want to be stealthy?
Yes, let's not do that. Actually.
We don't want to do that. Let's stay stealthy.
Let's not give out addresses.
We're too small right now.
Yeah.
if people come in here, it'll get crazy.
Well, now they're gonna find this and know exactly where we are because they said the name, dude. Oh shit. Yeah. Oops.
Yeah.
Well, we're in a downtown area. It's a pretty nice area. We've got all kinds of food and stuff around us, so it's pretty sick. But this, hopefully, this is a stepping stone because I really want that gym. Like sick. What was that show that you guys were talking about? That you guys were like, we need
like
to have a
fantasy factory kind of situation.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that guy's name? Yeah.
Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah. I want something like
He's got
that.
The setup, man.
Yeah. Fantasy factory meets fitness, bro. So it's like built like that. That's what I want to warehouse like that. Like that.
See, he has a recording studio, or his cousin has the recording studio, and he decked all that out for him. It's like, come on, dude.
Yeah. Well, I want the
Let's
reason
do that.
Well, the reason why we want it to be such a sick place because we're going to start doing interviews now. That's really the main
man cave-ish.
That's the main thing, right? We want to do interviews. Yeah. We want to interview fitness celebrities and just very interesting people.
You know what we should do? This is what we should do.
What are we doing?
We should actually get the help because here's the thing. I feel like every time we start talking about what we're going to put in it or what we utilize, we should actually get like some feedback from the listeners and see if you were to build your gym. The most awesome, sick facility. What are some of the things that would have to be in there? It's a must have.
What should the Mind Pump Studio have in it?
Yeah.
That would be great. Go to at Mind Pump on Instagram. Let us know, you know, what you think we should have in here.
Yeah, posters, anything, man.
Yeah, what kind of posters?
Guys, yeah, help us deck this place out. That would be helpful.
That would be so awesome. Yeah. So, but I'm still blown away with the how fast the show's grown. You know, now we've got our own studio. We've got we're approaching 200,000 downloads or something crazy like that. It's pretty exciting. I think people like
shenanigans.
I think it has something to do with Justin getting a lot sexier.
Getting what?
A lot sexier.
Yeah.
Well. You know,
had
to do it.
Yeah.
What was his nickname again that you called him the other day? not so fatty. Yeah. That was fucked up, dude. From Pudgy.
I'm just used to that from Adam, though.
he's a dick.
Such an asshole.
He just treats me like dirt.
Let's talk about some of the interviews that we want to do. I mean, what do we want? We want to bring fitness celebrities on here, but we don't want to do the typical boring interview. You know what I mean? Where you hear some of these fitness podcasts and they're like, "Oh, what does your workout look like? How was that competition? Blah 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 blah." Like we want to have fun with these people.
Well, that's what we're gonna do. I think
we're gonna do some of that.
I think we bring some people on. You know, we'll bring some athletes on here. We'll get some competitors on here. We'll get some people like that in here. But I'd like to ask non-traditional questions. I mean, of course, we'll ask some basic stuff. You know, because
people want to know some.
Yeah,
of that, right?
Yeah. I'm sure everybody wants to hear about. You know how you do your peak week and all these questions like that, which you know we'll get through that stuff. But I'd like to get into the character of the people and see what kind of people are actually doing this because you know it takes a different a breed of person to do any of that stuff. Whether you're talking about a professional sport, whether it be bodybuilding, women's bikini figure stuff like that, like you know that's just you're like 1% of the 1%. So your minds are normally different. So I think it's kind of fun to get in the heads of all the athletes and the, like on all levels, you know?
Well, there's some pro football players that we know that want to get on the show. But, you know, I mean, really, I would like for our listeners to hear the real personality of these people, which I think would only be good for them. You know, if you're an athlete, you're a fitness professional or a pro athlete or whatever, and you've got a cool personality, That would only help to be able to, you know,
That
up.
I'm pretty sure we'll be able to pull some of that out of people.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the difference. But that, here, there you go. That's the difference that I feel like in a lot of podcasts is you've got a lot of like either really talented, like maybe they were famous doing something else and they've created a podcast and therefore they have a lot of people listening to them for whatever reason, whether they're really intelligent or they were really talented.
Yeah, like I want
to
know who your favorite like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle is. You know what I mean? Like that's the shit Donatello. That I care about.
Raphael.
Donatello, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Raphael. Yeah,
that explains a lot. Michelangelo, dude. You guys are crazy.
Oh, you don't like Raphael, bro? With the size
dick.
Or whatever?
He's a dick.
You think he's a dick?
Yeah.
That's you know what's
why,
you know what though to be
but
honest
you know what yeah
you know what whatever. To be honest
that's pretty funny
that kind of fits like all of us though. What do you think?
I think so.
I think yeah. Not that you're a dick, Sal. Yeah, but no, it has that sort of vibe. I think
you are definitely Michelangelo though. I think
So is Doug Leonardo? Is that
oh shit?
I thought he was Splinter.
No, he's Splinter.
That's a Splinter, dude.
Totally.
Splinter. God, dude. Bro, so
perfect.
So this here's a little side effect of the show. I think we should tell them what just happened about 15 minutes ago of the show growing. So I get this I don't even know what is it called, a KIK message or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's this chick, and she gets on there, and she's like, "Hi," and I'm like, "Okay, you know, hi." And meanwhile, the guys are around me, so I'm like, "Hey, check this out. This chick's trying to talk to me." So I'm like, "Hi," and I'm like, "Do you listen to Mind Pump?" She's like, "Oh no, I'll check it out." I'm like, "Great." Next thing out of her mouth is, "You're hot." I'm like, "Okay, thank you. I'm married." And then she starts sending like nude pictures and crazy shit. So I'm like, "You need to." So
Sal tries to dump it in my lap. deal with this, Adam. I can't deal with this.
Yeah, I'm like, "Talk to my boy.
You know what to do. Don't give this to me."
Yeah, what do you
use
doing?
Your Adam powers?
And Adam destroys my ego. He's like, "Oh, that's catfish."
Oh, yeah. You got so catfish, right away, dude. He was like, "What do you mean? No. Did you see this?
What the hell is that catfish thing? We're so like, I know that you guys are about my age. I know Sal's a little older. He's the older gentleman.
That's why he was so lost.
But yeah, we're out of the loop, man.
Well, it's become a
bro. I'm literally like a year older than you guys. You just stop saying that shit. It's like one. It's like
come on.
No,
I gotta put
like,
you up a little bit up here. You know? That's all.
Yeah.
I got more gray hairs than you, bro. Don't worry.
No. So it's
Yeah, definitely.
It's really the generation below us that it's I think it blew up or exploded, and I don't know if that it was pre or post the show. And have you guys seen the show? I actually watched an episode of Catfish on MTV.
No,
okay, so
maybe like a second of it.
This guy did a whole thing, a whole like documentary, and turned it into a series that I think is pretty popular on MTV. Now I don't know if it was growing and getting already popular before that. Or
it must have already existed. It had,
yeah, but it definitely has.
So what's the whole concept?
The idea is that somebody is trying to catch you like a fish. They're messing with you.
But for what?
For the fun of it.
That's fun.
I guess it's for some, if you're some young punk kid who's got nothing else to fucking do all day long but try and drag people along and shit like that.
Let's F with people's emotions.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy is I've heard of stories of people talking to these people for like years, you know, months on to years,
and
like
horrible.
Have these like online relationships, because we know that's popular. That's been popular for like 20 years. Mm-hmm. As soon as the internet came out, the ability to have a relationship long distance and meet people, one out of four people meet on the internet right now. So that's a very popular thing to happen when you think of those type of numbers. So these people, there's a good portion of these people that are getting messed with. I mean, and it's I didn't really notice it, and it never came across until I got into the whole Instagram thing. Once my thing like exploded, I had thousands and thousands of people following. I started getting my inbox flooded, and of course, for like business reasons, inquiries, I'm answering almost everybody at the beginning. But then you start to realize like literally 25% of them are like bullshit people just trying.
Well, right, you know, when she's sending naked pictures after I'm like, "I'm married, listen to Mind Pump. Here's a picture of my ass." You know, I'm like, okay, this can't be real. Like, who does that?
I mean, that happens too. So
Adam's like, "Welcome to my world," except it's real people.
Back to that old golden ratio.
Well, huh? So, you know, I just right away I can tell.
What do they call that? The
four
Fibonacci
cocks, one four, vagina.
Yeah, the Fibonacci.
Well, here's
the Fibonacci sequence.
So here,
Fibonacci sequence. Yeah.
I think it's important maybe to you know, so this doesn't happen to you again. Okay, so I care about you, bro.
Oh, thank you.
All right, and this is for the listeners that may have never had this happen, or may think they've never had this happen to them, and it's happened to them. So here's a couple like red flags, and this is how I knew right away when I looked at when Sal showed this to me. Okay, Yes, if she sends her vagina the third picture for third time she's talked to you, or he sends his dick after the third time, there's a good chance that they could be somebody who's not really them, right? Yeah. Or they could be that slutty. You never know.
Yeah.
So it could be that way. But more than likely, that's your first red flag. The next red flag is when you click on their Facebook or their Instagram or whatever they're connected to, and they are super hot, and they have all these sexy ass pictures, and they have like 500 followers.
Yeah.
Like every bet, if you were a dime piece,
if you're a hot chick
or a dude,
you've got 5,000 followers.
Super hot and sexy and super ripped. Like either one, male or female, you've got more than a couple hundred followers. I guarantee it. It, you know, especially if you got all these modeling picks up. So that's your other one. So that's what these people do is
yeah, if Herbalife has more followers than you, I'm not taking you seriously.
Well, Adam was going to catfish him right back. What were you going to
do? Yeah, so
and then we started recording.
Sal, you could tell Sal got really burnt, so I want to get my boys back, right?
Well, no, I didn't get burnt.
Well, I mean,
why would they pick
his
on
ego,
me?
His ego
why
was
are you doing this to me?
Stop picking on me.
His ego was defeated a little bit, so I, you know, and like a true brother, like I came to his defense and I wanted to punk this chick, so... You know,
or whoever it is.
Yeah, whoever it is, right? So he sends her my information and says, "Oh, you should talk to my boy." And so she sends me the exact same thing she's sending him, the order, same pictures. And so I get on and I Google a big black cock. Send it back over to
she's
her.
She's like, the skin tone doesn't match.
She's like, check it out, Splendow.
Yeah. She's like, the skin tone doesn't, this doesn't look like you.
That we were literally doing this right before we went on radio, so I actually don't even know where the conversation
that's where
went
all this
that,
craziness but, came from.
Well, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, guys, congratulations. We've got a new studio. We'll be bringing some interviews on. Listeners, if you have anybody that you think we should interview that's in the Bay Area or somebody in California, will come visit us.
I'm sure they're interesting.
Let them know.
For goodness sakes.
Yeah, get on their pages and tell them, get on Mind Pump, get on Mind Pump, and yes, we'll interview them.
That's
for
a great
you.
Point.
Yeah, hammer them.
We'll get some stuff out of them.
Yeah, hammer them.
You need to be on this show.
Well, if we do have, if everyone gets our backs like that, we can get some people get stir up some good controversy.
Yeah, start berating them.
Yeah, we're looking for something. Man, it's been a while, right?
We
haven't stirred any hornet's nests lately, have we?
We've been really nice.
Maybe we should have a
kind of team.
You know what's kind of weird?
We should have a Planet Fitness spokesperson.
Fuck Planet Fitness and CrossFit. I'm so over Planet Fitness. Everybody knows they suck. If you're listening to us, I'm sure they think they suck too. And we've already gone over CrossFit. We've already said the things that we like.
Very popular
things that we
people
like about it,
in
we don't.
Instagram. And we will just leave it at that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. How about we attack them?
Yeah. Somebody that likes to wear and sell squeams. We'll invite them on
that
the show
too.
Yeah, and just rip right into
we've
them.
Done squeams.
Yeah, we have picked on squeams already, but we could do that again because it's a growing one. It's crazy how much it's growing. They're getting them for all kinds of stuff now.
Yeah, we need something though.
Yeah.
Help us out, guys.
So be ready for the interviews.
Yeah.
Boom.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.